The Dave and Darren Podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
Ah, good morning, everybody.
Hi,
good
friends.
Afternoon or good evening. I guess we have no idea when you're listening to this darn thing, do we? Welcome to the New Year's Eve special here as we look back on the year that was 2014.
A review of everything that happened in 2014.
Yes, we'll go down our list of bests and worsts and just recap the magic that was 2014.
Who wore it best?
That's where I wanted to get started, Darren. Who wore it best?
What sort of catatonic state do you think that Kathy Griffin's in right now? Or,
did I see that she's the new host of E's Fashion Police? Is she taking over for the now dead Joan Rivers?
That's possible.
I guess that makes sense. Oh!
You think they've got her, like, hooked up to IVs and stuff right now? Before, she gets ready to be a lunatic this evening?
This is what I like about Kathy Griffin.
As she tries to perform or simulate fellatio on Anderson Cooper in front of an adoring country.
Mm-hmm. That's what New Year's means to me.
Right. On CNN.
This grim specter lady is going to try and fellate a gay man.
An openly gay man. On a news.
Yeah, if all women were like Kathy Griffin, Anderson Cooper would start looking pretty good to the likes of me. I don't mind saying it. Oh, Guy Lombardo and his Canadian Mountie Orchestra as the Bubbles float around the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studios.
Wait a minute, were they the Royal Canadian Mountie Orchestra? I don't think so. They were just the Royal Canadians, right?
Here's the thing about Guy Lombardo. Uh-huh. You only think about him today.
Yeah.
And then we're done thinking about Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian band.
So tired of playing the hits. Why don't people listen to the rest of the album?
Okay, they were just the Royal Canadians, not the Royal Canadian Mounties. I guess I've had that wrong my whole life.
No, they...
Guy, let's do Old Anxiety again!
enough with that song.
I say, Dudley. Thank you, Guy Lombardo. You're a monster. Guy Lombardo, I believe, died. Did he die in a plane crash? Who am I thinking of?
I don't think so.
Or is that Glenn Miller? Yeah, that's Glenn Miller I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Glenn Miller.
But was that on New Year's Eve?
It might have been.
There's some sort of New Year's Eve plane crash.
Ricky Nelson.
Was that New Year's Eve?
That was New Year's Eve. Was that 84 going into 85 or 85 going into 86?
Okay, Glenn Miller was shot down over the Sea of Japan or something.
He was the only survivor.
Glenn Miller's aircraft died. He was flying over the English Channel, right?
Okay.
And Glenn Miller is from Iowa, right?
Is he?
Clarinda, I believe.
Okay.
So there's that. People are already complaining about today's podcast.
Why?
I don't know. Do I want to read more about this? Am I already seeing complaints about the show today?
They don't like the direction it's going, or what? Seems a little early.
Yeah, I guess. Get what you pay for, you savages. So, yeah, New Year's Eve tonight, although for you it'll be Christmas over at your place.
It's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And once the
show
is
Christmas
over.
It's Christmas in heaven. Yep.
I got to show you these.
What
Jenny,
you got?
Jenny made these last night.
And now this is part. This
for
is for your big, big party.
Yeah, she made these last night.
Uh-huh. Are they cookies?
Martini cookies.
Martini cookies. Oh, nice. That'll be fun to be walking around with.
Right?
Yeah.
I got the confetti shooters. That'll
okay.
be
that'll be something to clean up the next day.
I got all this stuff and planned for the party as if I'm not the one who's going to have to clean up afterwards.
Right. Confetti. Yeah, I got the confetti bombs. It's like, okay.
I got those. I got the serpentines, which I always loved at New Year's when I was a kid. You know what the serpentines are? Those ribbons that are coiled up in a round circle, and you throw them, and then they go, and they stream all over the place.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast.
Another one to pick up.
Yeah, I didn't really think this all the way through, But I'll let you know how it goes on Friday.
And this one, this party, there's going to be very little wandering outside, I think.
Oh, it is going to be a little chilly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere. It'll be a cold one for New Year's.
Brisk.
I'm going to give you a little tip, a little pro.
Rhonda was trying to tell me it was -2 yesterday.
For an actual temperature?
Yes. That's not right. She said it dropped 14 degrees from daytime to nighttime, and it was at Bettendorf was at -2.
Like, actual air temperature.
That was maybe a wind chill thing, right? Or were we even close with a wind chill to -2 yesterday?
The wind chill certainly was below zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe -2 is what she was looking at, because the other day she was also trying to tell us when I was trying to mention the fact that gas was $1.99, and she goes, $1.99? What are you talking about? She was off by a dollar. She was thinking, no, I saw it the other day. It's $3.05. No.
It hasn't been $3.05 in a long time.
No. Are you having a stroke?
No. This is one where I have to side with you.
Exactly.
You know, normally I'll take her side in things.
She was looking at me when I said the gas was $1.99 like I was out of my mind.
RFS on the M&M service text line here points out that Roberto Clemente also died in a plane crash on New Year's Eve.
Right, with that, for the earthquake that was in, Nicaragua?
Yeah, he was doing a earthquake relief. Yeah, do not fly tonight, guys. New Year's Eve, not the time you want to go flying. And Casey points this out, and I guess all these years I've never connected these dots. Glenn Miller, one of two Iowa natives that's mentioned in the All of the Family theme song.
Yeah?
We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Right.
Both those songs, both the guys mentioned in that song are Iowans. Is it possible that show wasn't set in Iowa, right?
No, that was in Queens, wasn't it?
Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense.
Thanks for chiming in on the M&M service text line. Everyone else can if you have a coherent thought. 470-23-NACHO. M&M service serving all your painting, remodeling, and home improvement needs. Call Bob at 563-343-1204. And thanks for chiming in last night on the Facebook post about how you are listening to the station.
Yeah, we're just curious as to what you're using.
That was
Bluetooth. Are you using the apps? Are you using your computers? Just curious, because we want to make sure that we're crafting the experience in a way that makes sense for you guys. So.
And if you haven't given us your kind of feedback on that, just go to the Dave and Darren Facebook page and let us know how you are listening to the stations. That's very helpful. Thank you for everyone who did that.
Gail says she got gas for $1.88 a gallon at Sam's in Davenport. $1.88 a gallon.
Yeah.
Boy, that's not too bad. Got the top five things that you need to know, and I feel like we've been doing this later and later, so let's get to it right now.
Early on.
Yeah,
yes.
Ryan, and knock this thing right out for you here. The top five things you need to know in order to ring in the new year. And remind me, after the top five things, I've got a pro tip for tonight's festivities, guaranteed to get you a little New Year tale. But
pro
first.
Pro tip, okay.
Right, but first. Number one. Number one in the top five things you need to know today. New Year's Eve is not only a bad time to go flying, it's a bad time to go walking around. Tomorrow is the most dangerous day to be on foot. You are 1.7 times more likely to be killed walking on New Year's Day than any other day of the year.
Because people are still drunk?
Drunks, yeah. Or, look at it this way, if you're walking at 12:30 tonight...
Yes, that counts.
And a car hits you and kills you...
That counts.
That's a New Year's Day death. So, New Year's Eve culminates, it says here, in a circus of drunk drivers and pedestrians going home after a night of merrymaking.
Right.
Plus, you might be walking
staggering,
so crooked that maybe you walk into a car that's being driven by a complete sober person.
Wandered right into that bus.
Drunk pedestrians are 8 times more likely to be killed on the way home than drunk drivers.
Huh.
Think of that.
Well.
Walking home drunk makes you 8 times more likely to get killed than if you drive home drunk. Now, I'm not suggesting you drive home drunk, but have a plan to either not get so bombed that you walk into a train.
What if you were able to walk home drunk at 55 miles an hour? Then the numbers would skyrocket. If you were drunk walking at 55 miles an hour.
Experts say drunk pedestrians 8 times more likely to be killed on the way than drunk drivers. And you are 1.7 times more likely to be killed walking on New Year's Day than any day of the year. Important facts that I want you to know.
Two.
Number of police officers killed by guns jumped 56% this year. That's according to a report released by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. 50 of the 126 police who died in the line of duty this year were killed with guns. Only 23 officers died by gunfire in 2013. So,
not the best year.
No, that's a 56% jump.
Number three.
And hey, who's had a better year than the Baltimore Ravens? Although they still made the playoffs, didn't they? Darren Sanders, the longtime senior director of security for your Baltimore Ravens, has been charged with a fourth-degree sex offense in Baltimore.
Who is?
The head of security. The senior director of security for the Baltimore Ravens, Darren Sanders.
Did they make the playoffs?
Didn't they? Yeah, they're taking on Pittsburgh on Saturday night.
So 3 teams from that division made it.
Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you probably are right.
Yeah, Joe Flacco takes on the Pittsburgh Steelers on Saturday night as the wild card, right?
How about that? How about the fact that they're going to let that Ndamukong Suh play?
I thought it was weird that they were going to suspend him.
No, I think it's HS.
You think they should have suspended him?
Absolutely. The guy's done it like 10 times. Take that, Lions fans.
Saturday.
Take that, Owen.
Saturday afternoon, you've got a 3 o'clock start, the Cardinals at the Panthers. Then Saturday night, it's Ravens at Steelers.
Okay, so 3 teams made it from that.
Sunday, you've got the Bengals at the Colts and the Lions at the Cowboys. Go, Lions, go.
Did you hear their defense for Ndamukong Suh? That his feet were so frozen he couldn't tell what he was stepping on.
I like that. I'll be rooting for the Lions. If only to shut my buddy Pete up on Facebook with the Cowboys and the legend of Tony Romo. Oh, it's just the worst.
The legend.
Oh, Tony
what
Romo.
What legend would that be?
Tony Romo adds to his legend.
What legend?
Oh, it's just, oh. It. The only thing worse than being a Bears fan this year has being a friend of my buddy Pete and reading his posts on the Cowboys and just the insufferable Cowboy fans. Oh, they're monsters. And then you've got the Patriots, Seahawks, Packers, and Broncos all waiting to decide who wins the games to play next
week. Next week.
Standing next to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Number four today.
Number four.
Christine Cavanaugh, who was the voice of Babe, the talking pig.
Mm-hmm.
Also Chucky on Rugrats, did a ton of different cartoon voices in the 90s. Dead at the age of 51.
Goo.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. The cause of death not being released, but I believe she was suffering from leukemia.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And finally.
Five.
Number five.
Oh, boy, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity chef Giada De Laurentiis.
Yes. Breaking up with her husband.
Getting.
Divorce.
A divorce.
I knew it. I knew that was not a happy home. I knew that.
Well, it's because she doesn't swallow her food.
That's not a happy home.
Probably doesn't swallow other things. Giada De Laurentiis sharing personal news that she is splitting from fashion designer Todd Thompson, her husband of 11 years.
Fashion designer.
Uh-huh. You thinking what I'm thinking?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think she'd drive me nuts as...
Probably.
As a wife.
Probably.
I think it'd be, you know... It'd be fun for a little bit. And then the thing is, too, it's like she wouldn't cook at home, you know, because that's what she does for a living.
Well, the one thing you don't have to do, Giada, when you're cooking for me is tell me what you're doing. Just get it done. You don't have to be telling me that you're cutting up fresh mint. I can see you're cutting up fresh mint. Just cut up the fresh mint and put it in. I don't need to be told what's going on.
See, this is the first argument you and her would have, right, as man and wife.
And now flash those. Now flash those boobies.
How about you shut your mouth and take off your top?
Take your top off and just keep cooking.
I don't know if the fashion designer said that to her and she'd heard enough of it, or I don't know what happened. But after 11 years, Splitsville. All right, here's your pro tip for tonight's festivities.
Yes.
And this works no matter what your gender is, or no matter what the gender of your intended is.
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued.
But if you're looking to get a little New Year's Eve action.
Yeah.
Here it is.
What's the deal?
This is the pro tip from me to you.
Okay.
And
listen carefully.
It's foolproof, dudes. Foolproof.
Guaranteed to work every time.
You let them know just before midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them and you say, listen, toots, here's how this is going to work. I want to give you a smooch. I don't want to smooch after midnight whenever all these other suckers are smooching.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab you and I'm going to give you a kiss in the seconds before midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep kissing for a little bit after midnight. Because that way, baby, I'm ending the year and starting the year in a perfect situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ending the year and beginning the year in ideal fashion. They love hearing that kind of stuff.
And while you're...
And her panties will drop like that big crystal ball in New Year's Times Square.
That
her you're welcome.
Her panties will drop like one of those Royal Canadian Mounties.
Guy Lombardo. He would roofie his saxophone players. Not a lot is known about that. That doesn't get said a lot. The reason they played that song so slow is he would drug everyone in the band.
Her pants are going to drop like Glenn Miller's plane into the English Channel. Believe it.
Believe that, friends.
Uh-huh. Just a little tip.
I want to end the year, and I want to end 1 year and start a year under the perfect circumstances, and that's giving you a kiss, toots. That's how you say it to them.
Just like, make the meal,
just
Giada.
Just like that. But I don't need to know about you.
I don't need to know.
I don't need
what are we going to do with these kids of yours?
She's only got one kid.
I thought she's got two.
Well, she has one with this guy, at least. Did she have kids other than the...
Hit the bricks.
Stuff's going to happen in the kitchen. It ain't cooking.
It ain't cooking.
Hit the bricks. Unless you want to see your mom get violated on top of this cutting board.
On top of this fresh mint.
That she cut and told me about when she was cutting it.
Yeah.
Even though I've told her I don't need that.
Yeah, I can see that you're using a knife to cut mint.
I haven't really watched her show. Does she do that a lot? Does she over-explain things?
No.
Does she think her cooking show is on radio? Is that how she describes things?
She doesn't over-explain it, but they're all explaining it.
That's how it always works on that business,
yeah.
those cooking shows. See, I have no use for the cooking shows, just as you have no use for the HGTV shows.
Yeah.
We could sit here and watch HGTV for 12 hours straight. Oh. It happens here at the house.
Oh, boy. I'd be furious.
No.
I'd just get to a boiling point if that was the case.
It's just how we have fun. But you could watch a couple cooking shows in a row.
Not a lot.
I have no use for watching somebody cook a dish that, one,
I can't eat.
I wouldn't eat. I wouldn't eat it anyway.
You wouldn't eat it anyway.
If there was a button you could push and they could jump through the TV and serve you the dish that they made, nine times out of ten I'd say,
unless you put
mayonnaise in this. I'm not eating this garbage.
Unless they're making a simple turkey sandwich with mustard on it, I've got no use for you.
Not too much mustard.
Not too much mustard. Not many. Not too much.
You're listening to Dave and Darren, and we're podcasting for you today in the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studios.
Yeah, make sure you grab your friends and get to a $10 off Hookah Night Thursday that takes place at Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge. Choose from over 100 different flavors, old school or electronic. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, online at hickeybrothers.com. And as Dave mentioned yesterday, you've still got time to get down there and get some cigars for your New Year's Eve party.
Well, that's what you do.
And be a champ.
That's what you do. You show up, because any jackass can show up at a party with a six-pack of beer or a bottle of wine. There's going to be enough of that.
Or a bag of donuts.
I want to hear more about this bag of donuts, but first let's finish the cigars. You bring a box of cigars to a New Year's Eve party, and you are...
Cigars!
Right? Hey guys, I thought we might go think about the year. Think about the year with this cigar. And we won't go too far from the house. Maybe we smoke them in the garage with the door open. Or maybe there's a a basement somewhere. I don't know.
That sort of thing is allowed.
Go to Hickey Brothers, get some cigars, bring them to New Year's, and just watch how everyone whispers behind your back about what a player you are.
Look how fabulous.
What a New Year's pimp you
are. Look how fabulous he is. The Dave and Darren podcast on the final day of 2014, brought to you by our friends at Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings, State Street, Bettendorf, downtown DeWitt. The lunch buffet beginning today and daily at 11:30. Dinner buffet on Monday and Tuesday nights. They've got great wings there, whether it's the boneless wings or the ones with the bones in them. 23 different wing sauces, all kinds of great salads, soups, calzones, flatbreads, pastas, pizzas, specialty pizzas, sandwiches, burgers, wraps, and so much more. Call 355-FAME in Bettendorf, 659-FAME in DeWitt. Everything on the menu is just great. Ask about a fundraising buffet for your organization. Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings.
RFS says the only time I watch HGTV is tomorrow for the Rose Parade. That Rose Parade's going to be a hoot tomorrow, too, because it's going to be 32 degrees in Pasadena. And let me tell you, those people don't handle 32 degrees very well. There's just going to be a lot of miserable faces.
Just these faces.
The big crystal ball drops tonight in Times Square, which, again, we were talking about this
MSNBC's crystal ball?
Is that what it's called?
There's a girl that's on there that's her name is Crystal Ball.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Was her name Crystal Ball? Was her name like Crystal Shemansky, and she married someone named like Eddie Ball?
I don't know.
Because that I can buy. Did her parents give her the name Crystal Ball?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
But they should drop her, or just pull her, or just pull her pants down at midnight.
Throw her out a fucking window. That's what you do. Happy New Year. Get bent with your New Year's Eve crystal ball. Is that her birth name, or did she marry into that name?
I don't know. But that I don't know.
They dropped the big ball in New York City and in the North Carolina town of Brasstown for the last 20 years.
Welcome to Brasstown.
They dropped the New Year's Eve possum.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
There's a possum in a tinsel-covered plastic box, and they lower to the ground at midnight. Then they release the possum into the wild.
Very nice.
You got a problem with this?
No, I don't.
Well, the people at PETA have a problem with it.
Well, they're letting it go.
Well, they're saying that all the lights and noise isn't good for the possum's nerves. Mm. A judge ruled that an organizer could still use a live possum as long as he got a state permit.
I'm a nervous possum.
Gee, if only the possum had some sort of, I don't know, built-in defense mechanism for when it felt threatened.
I don't know.
It's just sleeping in a box. What? Seriously?
I'm on edge.
Organizer of the possum drop said, I don't have time to get a permit. So
you better find time.
Now the plan is, because Peter rose a big stink and he can't use a live possum, now he's just going to find a dead possum on the road, roadkill, and put it in a box and just drop it. Take that.
Peter. I don't know if that's a good alternative.
I don't want to see that. I think it's charming to see a possum lowered from a tinsel-covered box and then released. And now that possum has a year in the wild.
Hooray!
Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, they're dropping a giant nail.
Everyone back up. Everyone get back.
West Fairview, Pennsylvania plans to drop a 7-foot nail as the clock ticks down tonight. Local artists constructed the nail out of wood. A 50-pound nail pays homage to the defunct Harrisburg Nail Works, a local mill that at one time employed many residents. We're going to drop a giant nail.
What do you think of that? We don't know where this thing goes every year. We don't know.
Neighboring towns, they're in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. They drop a giant wrench. And in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, they drop a huge pickle. I'd like to see that. A huge pickle?
Real pickle?
Well, if it's huge, I imagine it's some sort of giant plastic pickle a crowd can enjoy.
Jay Pickles!
Maury Amsterdam is there.
They dropped Maury Amsterdam.
Now, did we hear that Pitbull is going to drop a giant pineapple? Is that what they do in Miami?
I heard something about a pineapple.
What other objects do you think they drop? I can't believe that in Phoenix or Las Cruces, New Mexico, mm-hmm. Tonight they will be dropping a giant chile. And I'm in Miami, it's not a pineapple. It's a 35-foot neon orange that lights
big
up.
Big orange.
Yes.
That makes sense.
In Atlanta, they drop a giant peach. In Nashville, there is a giant music note. Hmm. In Arizona, there's a New Year's Eve drop that has there's a giant pine cone, a giant cowboy boot, and a giant playing card. So this is what we do now all across the country. We drop giant things. But again, the New Year's Eve possum drop, for the last 20 years, it's been going great, but PETA has intervened.
Stepped in. Yeah, said no more.
It's Flagstaff, Arizona that drops a 6-foot pine cone. And they do it twice. Once at 10 o'clock and another time at midnight. And they do it at 10, so if you have kids, you can get the hell out of there, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your kids down. We'll do the drop at 10 p.m. And now everyone get out of here. The Flagstaff tradition started in 1999, dropping a giant pine cone. Do you remember when they were trying to do on the river in Davenport?
The big tack?
Somebody wanted to do a giant thumbtack.
Thumbtack, right.
And no one could figure out what the logic was. And this thing was, it was going to be massive.
Yes.
Just a big thumbtack. And the idea was,
were we going
to
get the thumbtack in place of the Bridge to Nowhere?
I feel like it was done around the same time.
That, like, that was one of the options, that we were going to maybe do the big tack as opposed to the Bridge to Nowhere?
See, I think that they were separate
projects.
They
were separate things?
And the thumbtack got poo-pooed because it was like, we already spent millions of dollars on a bridge that goes nowhere.
Okay,
we don't need a
it.
Stupid thumbtack yeah. as well.
Uh-huh.
They were going to put it right downtown as just a giant thumbtack.
Yes.
And the idea was that it was like a map.
Right, it's just kind of a mark.
Right, like you are here
you
kind of
are
thing.
Here.
And the thumbtack, at least people would go and get their picture taken with that.
Yes.
Like, that would be the sort of thing, like,
uh-huh. look at this,
all over Facebook.
Look at this crazy
went to
thumbtack.
The Quad Cities.
There's a thumbtack.
I am here with this thumbtack. I liked the idea of the thumbtack. Just as I liked the idea and proposed the idea for the Blues Brothers. That statue in the district of the Blues Brothers, that was our idea. And we told the people in the district they should do that. Then, and we were going to get involved and help them do it. They just went ahead and did it and didn't give us any credit.
That's right.
Am I lying?
No. Uh-uh.
That Jake and Elwood Blues is, I think, wonderful. And there's
yeah.
all people that, when they come to town, they
yeah.
get their picture taken with that.
Yeah.
That was our idea.
Yeah.
We never got any credit for
no.
it.
No.
I said, here's what you ought to do. And the guy at the district was like, that's an interesting idea. And then just kind of.
And then he went on the lam.
And then the next thing I knew, he dropped smoke pellets. And just disappeared in a whisk. Yeah, we have never gotten the credit that we deserve for the Blues Brothers thing in the district. Of course, we didn't have to spend any money or do any work for it.
No.
But it was our idea.
So take that.
Pisses me off every time I see that thing.
I'd like to cut their hands off.
You know, it's like Mo Green. There's
Mo
not a plaque.
Green, there's
not
no plaque.
There's no plaque. We get nothing. No credit for the things that we've done. Newfus says tonight at midnight he'll be dropping a giant deuce. Okay. Well,
charming.
Happy New Year to you in jail. And Casey wonders if tonight at the end of the Toyotathon they should just drop a giant Toyota Tercel.
See, but the Toyotathon doesn't end. I think Toyotathon continues through January 5th.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's false. Toyotathon does not end tonight.
Hmm. Only you would know that. You've never owned a Toyota in your life, and
that's
yet,
true.
And yet, you won't stop talking about Toyotathon.
Well, it's just the best time of year.
Hmm. Okay. TJ says that we have an axe to grind here against the Blues Brothers. We don't have an axe to grind. I just would like someone to acknowledge the fact that that was our idea. We never got any, not so much as a hey, thanks for the idea. Nothing.
Well,
we've gotten nothing.
It's not that brilliant an idea.
It was. No one in Rock Island knows that they're from Rock Island. I had a problem with that. One of two of the most iconic figures in American cinema. And there was absolutely no representation of it. So then I said something, and they went ahead and did it.
Boy, I tell you what, just another kick in the crotch.
That's all we ever got was screwed. You know it? It's all we ever got was screwed. If your son or daughter got a Play-Doh Sweet Shop Cake Mountain playset.
Now, is this real? Is this real? Because I saw this and I thought, this can't be real. This is a Yumbo-ism. This is Yumbo.
Looks pretty real. Yeah. They are offering replacement tools because basically what they put as a tool. I mean, you can look over there. Owen's got all the Play-Doh stuff. They have all these things where you can shape and...
Right, because so you can squirt the Play-Doh out of it.
Exactly. This thing looks like a giant glass cock. And it doesn't look a little bit like a penis.
No, it looks exactly like
one. It looks exactly like a penis. And it's got these rings around it where it looks more like the kind of penis mommy might have in her drawer. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? You're looking around just to see what's going on, and then, oh, geez, wonder what she uses this for. Just a big plastic see-through dong.
Mm-hmm.
Hasbro has been dealing with complaints ever since Christmas morning when parents were horrified to find that the extruder tool found in the Play-Doh Sweet Shop Cake Mountain set looks like a penis. And again, not a little like a penis.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like one of these things where moms will get in a big huff, and it's like, come on, ladies, you're trying too hard. You're trying too hard to be offended. This thing just looks like a giant.
Now I wonder how many parents weren't offended.
Not only not offended,
where they saw that and they were just like, oh, that's just marvelous.
One mom claims that this veiny looking object ruined Christmas. It's wow.
Grandma passed out.
It's meant to help decorate Play-Doh cakes, meaning that the frosting is meant to be pushed out of the tip of this thing.
Yes, clearly.
If you would like a different tool delivered, here's an 800 number you can dial, 800-327-8264. Do not call that and ask if they will send you one of the Play-Doh
dicks, what are you going to do with these that you're getting rid of? I wonder if these things are getting thrown away, though, or if mom is grabbing that and...
On the upside, this toy has received mostly positive reviews on Amazon, although one reviewer complains that the extruder tool is a pain to clean and sometimes ends up with clay stuck inside that you, quote, have to blow out with your mouth.
Like you do. It happens.
I have a hard time believing that no one at Hasbro, when this thing was being designed, no one raised their hands and said, that looks like
because
a dick.
Because all it takes is two people to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you maybe the person who designs it doesn't, I don't know how that's possible either.
Right.
But all it takes is one other person to look at it to go,
if you put this thing on a table and asked 10 people, what does it look like?
Yeah.
10 people would say, that looks like a dick.
You wouldn't even have to ask him what it looks like. You would just ask him what it is.
What is this?
It's a dick.
Is that some sort of sex toy? No, actually, it's a Play-Doh toy for children.
Boy, that thing's going to be tough to clean. You might have to blow on it.
If you're enjoying champagne at tonight's festivities.
Now, are you guys going to have bubbly as well?
Yes. We'll have bubbly. The sparkling juice. For those who don't or those who shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
And the champagne for those who do.
Those that shouldn't.
Well, like kids at the party.
Oh, I thought you meant like people who've just ruined things already
and
for themselves.
And there's a couple of them coming to the party that...
That say you really shouldn't be drinking.
You embarrassed yourself the last time you were in my home. Here.
But they get a chance to come back, huh?
Well,
it's like a probation thing?
We offer probation, and then there's a layer we call super secret probation.
Okay, and you're under it. That's what you fall under.
I got my eyes on you.
That's what you fall under.
See. Right. Here's some sparkling grape juice for you.
Yeah.
And if you have to ask why,
then
I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Let's not pretend that what happened in June didn't happen.
That you don't know what happened in August.
Champagne was a complete accident. Complete accident. It was originally regarded as careless winemaking. Back in the 1400s, a bunch of temperature changes that they didn't see happening, because it's the 1400s,
yeah,
infringed on the fermentation process. The cold halted the fermentation, the process by which wine is made. And then when the spring came with the warmer temperatures, the budding spirits began to ferment again. This produced an excess of carbon dioxide inside the wine bottles, giving the liquid the fizzy quantity that it enjoys. It was a complete accident, champagne. People originally drank it and hated it. Bottles of this accidental bubbly would explode, and everyone said, you can't drink this.
It's a hazard.
Much the same way lobster was once considered poor man's food.
Well, and
champagne was something that only poor people could have because it was basically ruined wine.
People thought tomatoes were poison.
Right, right. By the end of the 17th century, a monk named Dom Pierre Perignon, he fine-tuned it and put more bubbles in it. And now Dom Perignon is the champagne, right?
Bubbles, everyone. Bubbles.
A bottle of that starts at $100. We will be serving the Blinking Owl champagne tonight from Aldi's.
That's right.
$100 a bottle. The hell's the matter with you people?
Well, that's just what it starts at.
But something to think about. Champagne, complete accident that somehow someone got involved and tinkered with it a little bit, didn't give up on it, and now, I wonder how much... You don't really have champagne unless you're at a wedding or New Year's, right? You don't go to someone's house and it's like, hey, can I get you some champagne?
What do you have in there, a champagne cocktail? Is that what you're talking about?
What is he drinking? Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi, this is your chance to talk.
And you're drinking, what's he drinking? Champagne cocktail. And you're drinking, what's he drinking? Champagne.
Marilyn Monroe allegedly once took a bath in 350 bottles of champagne.
Didn't Natalie Wood try to do that, too?
And Natalie Wood did it, and it burnt her something awful.
It burnt her insides.
Yeah. So I don't know what Marilyn Monroe's secret was. Did she just have a better constitution downstairs? Or was Marilyn Monroe maybe a woman who was used to a lot of burning in her parts? I don't know.
Maybe she just had a tougher mousetrap.
The night that Natalie Wood died, she got in a bathtub full of champagne with Christopher Walken and Robert Wagner, right?
Was that the night that she died?
I think it was.
Oh, okay.
And like, didn't she jump in the water because her cooch was on fire or something?
I gotta cool down this hoochie coochie.
Good Lord. My cooch is burning something awful, Christopher Walken. I gotta get off this crazy boat.
There she goes. My cooch is burning something awful, Christopher Walken. I've got to get off this boat. And then she just jumped into the dark waters, and they never saw her again. Yeah, that's exactly how it went down.
There was smoke coming from a cooch area.
She said,
she just said, feets don't fail me now. Cooch is burning something fierce, and Christopher Walken. And then she out of my way.
And then she just cannonballed into the Pacific. Never saw her again.
Just smoke bubbles coming up from the briny deep.
That's right. The Dave and Darren Show is originating this morning from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Cigars are meant to be enjoyed in comfort. BYOB and choose from dozens of different cigar brands to enjoy in a comfy leather chair at the Quad City's only indoor cigar lounge, Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge. Isn't that marvelous? 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, online at HickeyBrothers.com.
Marilyn Monroe, it says, took a bath in 350 bottles worth of champagne.
Uh-huh.
That would be 262.5 liters, which would fill an average bath of 270 liters to the brim. Since the average woman displaces around 50
sure.
liters of liquid,
yes.
she either wasted 66 bottles of champagne,
uh-huh.
or this was some sort of gigantic bathtub.
Super tub.
Like a President William Taft bathtub.
Yeah, super tub.
That's interesting. Because, 350 bottles of champagne goes right to the brim. Ooh, I'm going to get in the bath now. And then she puts her big, fat Marilyn Monroe ass in there, and the next thing you know,
it's all over
the place. This isn't hot anymore.
I wasted a lot of champagne, I guess, mister.
Joe DiMaggio's on his knees sucking it up.
This is why I drink coffee, you stupid bitch.
56 straight. This is why I drink coffee, you stupid bitch. 56 in a row.
Is your cooch burning, honey?
I'm just used,
mister.
I'm just used to it, I guess, Joe.
Mr. Coffee.
Gee, Joe, I guess it's just always burning on there on account of all the men I've done.
Right.
Boop, boop, be doop, boop, boop.
56 straight.
Jesus Christ. You should be in exquisite pain right now.
You should be, but you don't feel a thing.
Well, you
that's, on a, that's on account of all the STDs, Joe.
You want to put some coffee in there? Nothing hurts me. I'm impervious to pain, Joe. Oh. Remember this bra, these panties? Oh.
56 in a row.
Joe DiMaggio disappointed his wife's not screaming
you
in
should,
agony.
You should be feeling something.
It doesn't seem right. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Where have you
gone? I'm going to pour some hot coffee on it from my Mr. Coffee machine.
Chinese police have broken up a prostitution ring. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I failed to mention it was a prostitution ring devoted to adult breastfeeding.
What?
15 people arrested in Beijing in connection with a prostitution ring, which connected young mothers with men who paid to be breastfed by them.
Oh, I see. I see.
Ugh.
Yikes.
Ministry of Public Security announced the police forces from Beijing and Hebei and the Jingji provinces in China were involved in breaking up the two gangs involved in the ring. More than 200 people across China allegedly paid for this service, with prices discussed on instant messaging apps and photographs of a selection of mothers provided for customers to choose from.
Why don't you give a squirt right here in my coffee? 56 in a row!
I'm drinking right out of the tap, you stupid Chinese bitch!
Gee, Joe, you dishonor me with your frank American talk. Oh, my. I'm going to squirt it right in your mouth, Joe, and put it right in your coffee.
I take it black, you stupid Chinese.
Why is Joe DiMaggio such a misogynist in this scenario?
I don't know.
Joe.
Joe,
settle
down.
That is no way to treat a lactating lady.
That Mickey Mantle's got me so pissed off.
You would pay $9 a week, and these willing mothers would come and just squirt it right in your mouth.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. So
not sure about that one.
Yeah, and they would also have sex with you for a little extra money. But really, most of these guys were just into getting their milk straight from the Chinese mothers.
Huh.
The women who offered sexual services, in addition to breastfeeding, were assured regular work. Oh, boy. That's something else. Adult clients could drink it directly from the boob if they wanted, or they could drink it from a breast pump if they felt embarrassed.
Yeah, if you're embarrassed.
You know, I just...
This
is a little embarrassing.
This might give you a little more dignity. Here.
I'm sorry.
Maybe this is a little more dignified if you were just to drink it out of the breast pump.
You know, drinking it right out of your boob, can we admit, I look ridiculous. If you could maybe just put it in a breast pump for me, and I can retain some sort of dignity.
I'll just take it to go.
Sexual arousal by breastfeeding is known as milk fetishism, also called lactophilia. That's a thing. There are people in this world.
Sure.
Who are going to ring in a new year at midnight. And that's their thing, drinking milk from...
I'm going to try to kick it this year. I know I can't, but I'm going to try to kick it.
What's your resolution there, Wang?
I got to get off the breast milk. This is the year. The Dave and Darren podcast is brought to you by Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings.
I love Wang's optimism.
State Street, Bettendorf.
There's an undercurrent where he knows he's lying
well,
to himself.
It's his resolution every year since he was a baby. And Downtown DeWitt, lunch buffet begins daily at 11:30. Dinner buffet on Monday and Tuesday nights. And on Monday nights, children 8 and under Eat free with a paid adult. 23 different wing sauces, great burgers, great sandwiches, amazing calzones. Salads are cut fresh daily. 355 Fame in Bettendorf for delivery. 659 Fame in DeWitt for delivery. Visit them soon. Ask about a fundraising buffet for your organization and let them know that you're listening to Nacho Radio because they are at Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings.
I don't know if this is as gross, grosser or not as gross as a prostitution ring with the Chinese mother's.
Wouldn't they keep lactating too?
Well, yeah, I guess as long as you got clients.
As long as if you use it, you don't lose it.
Yeah, right. As long as people are sucking on it, sure, sure. Although, let me ask you this: is there any milk left over for the kids? Like, yeah, you see my mom's big cans.
Uh-huh.
You'd think I'm pretty well fed, but she's out there giving it to Chinese businessmen. I'm on formula for crying out loud. Boy, does this suck! My mom's got giant, luscious, milk-filled cans. Uh-huh. I don't get none of it.
I get none.
Oh, boy. White Castle is debuting a new slider for veggie lovers. Yes, the veggie slider is being rolled out through White Castle's. They say it's a limited engagement for now.
That's a taste treat.
According to a company release, the tiny sandwich, which sells for 99 cents, is chock full of vegetables like carrots, zucchini, peas, spinach, broccoli, and more.
Mm-hmm.
They did a test run on this in New York and New Jersey, and it sold like wild pancakes.
People are loving it, huh?
Mm-hmm. They also have the new sandwich. It's unlike anything else on the menu. Veggie sliders.
Didn't Burger King and McDonald's both have veggie burgers?
I know Burger King tried it.
I thought McDonald's had it, too. Did they both? They don't have them anymore, though, right?
You know, I could be wrong, and you guys back me up on this, but I think Burger King still has it.
Do they still have
it? But it's not on the menu.
Okay. You could ask for it.
And I've tried it, and it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I just object to the idea of not eating animals. But in a pinch, every once in a while, Jenny will make these...
the Boca Burgers?
Well, she gets some chicken nuggets for the boy.
Oh, right.
But they're not made out of chicken. They're like veggie chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And they taste just like chicken nuggets.
Yeah, no.
I mean, every once in a while, I can go down that road and have a veggie something or another. But when they do the hamburgers and it's like they're trying to replicate what a hamburger tastes like, I get that. What I don't care for is when it's like a burger, but it's just made out of like beans and stuff. Just eat beans in a bowl like a normal person. Don't pretend that you get to eat a hamburger sandwich. If you're not willing to make the commitment to being a carnivore, stop acting. Quit putting on airs. You want to eat vegetables? Then eat your vegetables like a rabbit, like you're meant to do it. Don't act like you're cool like me. Oh, I could eat a hamburger sandwich too. No, false is what I say.
Don't act like you're cool like me.
By the way, the veggie slider is not necessarily a healthier option. 140 calories and 6 grams of fat.
No, we're throwing it up there on the same grill, friends.
And if you want ranch dressing on top of it.
Oh, yes. Drown it.
Now the calorie count is 270. 270 calories for a slider with 18 grams
of
fat?
Just the one, huh?
Yeah. The reason we don't have White Castles here is because of a distribution thing, right? They say that they can't get the product here for whatever reason. They have them in Chicago. They've got them all over St. Louis. They're huge in
Indiana.
Indiana and Ohio, I know, have them. Are there White Castles in the Twin Cities, too? Like, it doesn't make sense. Their answer for why we're not having it.
Sounds like a Yumbo answer.
They don't
what
have
What do you mean them. You can't distribute it here?
That's what White Castle says when you ask, how come we don't have White Castles? They say it's just a distribution thing. We can't get our product there in time. Right? Newfus says that he's pretty sure Hardee's has the veggie.
Do they?
Burgers. Yeah.
Okay. But again, is that on the menu or you just got to ask for it?
Again, I think that the Burger King is one that is off the menu.
You just kind of like in a hushed tone.
Well, no, you're not ordering porn. You just say, I want a veggie burger.
Can I get the porn burger?
Can I get the, here's what I want. I want a veggie burger. And could you have a new Chinese mother slap some tit juice on it for me? Thank you. I'm going to be in my car in the bathtub with Marilyn Monroe if anyone needs me.
I'm going to just try to be as dignified as I can be. Birthday Barn will be coming up here in a little bit, and if you've got a birthday for, what is the last day of the year? Your built-in party tonight, I suppose. You can use the M&M Service text line, 470-23-NACHO, M&M Service, serving all your painting, remodeling, and home improvement needs. Bob does a great job. Give him a call, 563-343-1204.
McDonald's is launching a health food cafe, and they're going to try and make these, I'll have these all over the place. It's called The Corner. It's owned by McDonald's. The restaurant is called The Corner. It is far from a fast food burger joint. In fact, the newly opened eatery serves lentils, pulled pork, Moroccan chicken, tomato basil soup, coffee, and craft soda. Going for a more natural, fast, casual approach.
And those are going to be showing up where?
Well, right now they're testing them out in Australia. And before too much longer, they'll start popping up around the United States. They do carry hamburgers, too, but they're different tasting from their McDonald's counterparts. So there's that. And the Outback Bowl, Wisconsin is taking on Auburn.
Is that today or tomorrow? Or
the Outback Bowl. Or they... Yeah, boy, all those bowl games are tonight, right?
Some tonight.
Outback Bowl is... When is the Outback Bowl? I think you're right. I think it's today.
Or is it early tomorrow?
The Outback Bowl... Here's the thing. Depending on who wins, there's a free appetizer at Outback Steakhouse.
That's right. They've been doing that for a while.
I like this.
Yeah.
At the Outback Steakhouse, if Auburn wins, customers get a free order of Bloomin' Onion.
Yes.
If the Badgers win, it's free coconut shrimp.
Go Badgers.
Go Badgers is right. I mean, one, because we support the Big Ten. Two, I'd much rather have coconut shrimp than the Bloomin' Onion.
Can I have both?
Well, you can...
Both if you pay for it.
You can pay for it, yes. Yes, this giveaway only available on January 2nd. So, Friday.
And you can't walk in there and go, where's my free coconut, you know, my free coconut shrimp? You got to order something.
Well, it's an appetizer, yes. Yeah. Free appetizer to customer with any purchase. I guess you could say I'll take a Coke and I'll take my free coconut shrimp because I'm some sort of dirt.
I'm just going to have
I'm a dirtbag that likes free things.
Can I have some water with the lemon in it, please?
Can you have what?
Water with lemon in it, please.
Well, that's not a purchase.
The lemon should count as something.
There's a book out by Gina Sheridan, who's a librarian in St. Louis. And the book is called I Work at a Public Library, A Collection of Crazy Stories from the Stacks. I want to give this Gina Sheridan credit because a lot of us have jobs where we say, boy, someday this is all going to make a great book.
Yeah, she's done it.
She did it. She chronicled all the stupid questions she's been asked as a librarian there in St. Louis. You don't know if you don't ask. And they say there's no such thing as a stupid question. But here's the thing, friends. There are plenty of stupid questions.
Sure there are.
Story here. A woman came in and said, can you tell me what babies were born in Cleveland in June of 1965? I think I'm one of them. I just found out stuff about my family.
You got a list of babies?
Babies born in Cleveland in June of 1965.
Uh-huh.
I think I might be one of them. Here's a question. Where's the nearest waterfall? I want to dunk my head in it.
Yeah, I do too. I want to dunk your head in it.
Someone came up to her at the library and asked, do you have a knife so I can cut this onion? This is, I guess, from a time before people would Google questions. Someone asked, what is the standard length of eyebrow hair? And someone asked at the library, has my wife seen this movie? Well... Here's an exchange. Can you give me a list of fun things to do in Seattle? She says, I'm sure we could find you a travel book and get some ideas from the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
Fella says, that sounds good. She says, okay, so what are some things that you like to do? The guy says, well, let me ask you this. What are some things you like to do? She says, well, no, seriously, you know, pick one. Hiking, fishing, museums. The man says, no, I really want to know what interests you. Don't be shy. She says, are you going to Seattle? The guy says, if I were, do you want to go with me?
Oh, boy.
She says, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
And he says, I can't afford a trip to Seattle right now.
I'm not going to Seattle.
Can you help me find a job?
I'm not going to Seattle.
She says, I was helping a mother and her teenage son. The mom says, we need a book on dragons. All right. Mother, teenage son, come in the library. Mom says, we need a book on dragons. She says, well, I think most of those would be in the children's room. Let me check. The mom says, we want a biography of a dragon. Nope. An autobiography.
In his words.
Written by, I want to get the real truth from an actual
real dragon
for crying
out loud. What do you think of that?
I don't want any of this fake stuff. Who's at the door? Is that my mother-in-law?
It is.
And it begins.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, she's here to take the boy out for a fun day of adventures while we get the house cleaned up for New Year's Day. So,
sure.
I guess with the arrival of my mother-in-law, we should probably do the birthday barn, huh?
And again, with the birthday barn, a couple different ways that you can get a birthday wish in. Darren at nachoradio.com.
Ooh.
Or you can also use the text line, the M&M Service text line, 470-23-NACHO. M&M Service, serving all your painting, remodeling, and home improvement needs. Call Bob, 563-343-1204.
The Char says, wow, we've been dismissed. No, it's not at all like that. It's just
dismissed.
They got stuff going on. What are you gonna do?
10 bells, isn't it, kids?
Yeah, we gave you an hour of show. Birthday barn. Cody says it's Corey Crawford's birthday today. I hope he celebrates responsibly. He doesn't go to any rock and roll shows and breaks his feet for crying out loud.
I hope he watches his mouth.
You know that darling that was the backup goalie for the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Do you know he went to Pleasant Valley High School?
No.
True story. Yeah, he was here for a year. He went to PV. True story. Birthday bar.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And I'm Farmer Dave.
And I'm Farmer Darren. We do have a couple locals.
Mm-hmm.
From Logan, my other daughter, Destiny, turns 14 tomorrow, so I'd like to wish her a happy birthday today.
Mm.
That is certainly allowed.
Mm, sure. Yeah, because we're not doing it. There will be no podcast tomorrow.
No, we'll be back on Friday.
It's like Bono says, all is quiet on New Year's Day.
And? Okay, so
World
you,
in White.
Took care of that one.
Is underway. I want to be with you night and day.
Jackie.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone
famous
else?
Birthdays?
Anyone else having a birthday that we should know about?
Let's see. It's not coming up for me.
You know who's celebrating a birthday today?
Who's that?
Our guy Sai is 37.
Yeah, that's right.
Oppam Gangnam Style. Olympic gymnast Gabby Douglas is 19.
Uh-huh.
It would have been, if Hot Carl was here, he would tell us that it would have been Donna Summer's birthday.
It's a fact.
Do with it as you wish. Also celebrating a New Year's Eve birthday, Anthony Hopkins is 77.
Yep, still around.
Why do the English people say Anthony?
Anthony?
And not Anthony.
Get the N in there.
I was watching yesterday on Animal Planet. There's a show called The Pool Master. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
This insane elderly Englishman makes these pools. And this guy couldn't be more out of his rocker and more English. He'll be like in a backyard like, oh, I say, this will make for a fine pool. And he's crazy.
What, just a piece of land?
Yeah.
Just a piece of land.
Oh, he made this one pool.
He wants to put a pool everywhere.
It's nuts. And he's clearly out of his mind, but in the kind of out of your mind that you need to be to make pools.
I guess.
Like, basically his whole life is he just sees pools everywhere.
I see pools.
And he makes them. And it was a fun show to watch. He was out of his mind.
Oh, that would be an excellent place for a pool.
But he like says stuff like, oh, by Jove, this will be a great... Like, at some point, it's like, did you get a script on things crazy old Englishmen say? Because it's almost like you're working too hard at this. So he goes to meet the client who wants to drop 90 grand on a pool in his backyard. And then the client goes, you must be Anthony. And he goes, Anthony. Like,
uh-huh. Get it right.
I won't suffer your American pronunciation of my name, even though you're about to give me 90K to put right. a pool in your bag.
Val Kilmer, call me anything you want if I get this pool job.
Right?
Val Kilmer is 55.
If you're a client of Nacho Radio and you want to call him Doreen and me Davi.
Call me anything you want to call me.
As long as the check clears, I don't give a damn.
Call me often. Ben right? Kingsley, 71. Tom Hamilton, bass player for Aerosmith, is 63.
Mm-hmm.
Your guy Joey McIntyre is 42.
Did you say Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith?
Yes.
You just said that, right?
Scott Ian of Anthrax is 51. Was he on the show? Did we ever talk to him? Or no?
I don't think so. I don't remember it.
And Burton Cummings of the Guess Who is 67.
You know who's celebrating a birthday? And I know I'll get in trouble for banging a gong, but I...
You're going to do it?
I like what I like.
Okay.
And I know that one or two of you will have my back on this.
All right.
I don't know if you will, Darren.
Okay.
Actress Bebe Neuwirth, who was Lilith on Cheers and Frasier. She's 56.
I don't have a complete aversion to that. And then Andy Summers of The Police, 72.
Oh, boy. He's our least favorite. Or no, wait. Stuart Copeland's the jerk, right?
Yeah.
Andy Summers is good people.
Today's show has been brought to you by Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings. They have great appetizers at both locations, State Street, Bettendorf, downtown DeWitt. Also, their wings, the traditional wings, the boneless wings, 23 different sauces. They also have great salads, soups, sandwiches, burgers. They've got wraps, flatbreads, pastas, calzones, pizzas, specialty pizzas. And you need to check them out. The dinner buffet is on Monday and Tuesday nights. The lunch buffet is daily at 11:30. And give them a call, 355-FAME in Bettendorf if you need delivery, 659-FAME in DeWitt for delivery. Ask for a fundraising buffet for your organization. The good people at Hall of Fame Pizza and Wings, and we should really thank them because they've championed us here in year one. And we should thank you guys as well because we're over 400,000 plays.
400,000 plays of this podcast since we launched on October 1st. So today draws to an end our third month of doing this podcast. 3 months, 400,000 plays. Thank you for all your support, guys. It's
bigger and better in 2015,
yeah,
kids,
no, we got plans.
As we continue to spread the word, and we've been...
Can we drop a possum at our New Year's thing a year from today? When we're doing our New Year's party, can we have a live possum at that?
I don't know if we'll do a live possum. Well, we got plenty of time to think about it. But
we need to drop something.
We can drop something. It might just be our pants.
Can we drop a Beastie Boys something?
Maybe the part of the drop will be everyone wears boxers and we just all drop our pants at noon.
Okay, I don't like that idea.
Uh-huh.
I love that idea.
The Dave and Darren podcast, the final one of 2014, has originated from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio, and thanks to Mike and everybody there as well. Trying to quit smoking? Are you going to make a resolution in 2015, or are you just tired of freezing outside and you plan on smoking your brains out? Smoke electronically with a vapor pen from Hickey Brothers. Choose from over 100 different flavors and dozens of pens, nicotine or non-nicotine. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, online at HickeyBrothers.com.
Corey Crawford is the sixth most popular Corey on the internet.
Okay, behind?
Well, this is fascinating. Can you name Coreys that you think might be more popular on the internet than Corey Crawford, your Chicago Blackhawks goalie, who, again, is celebrating his 30th birthday today?
There's Corey...
How many Coreys can you name that aren't Corey Crawford?
Corey Feldman?
Yes, Corey Feldman is the third most popular
Haim?
Corey. Corey Haim, who's been dead for 4 years already, is the fourth most popular Corey.
Were there the Coreys on The Suite Life?
Wow, that was Zach and Cody, I believe.
Zach and Cody. Not a Corey.
No, oh, hey. Not bad.
Is there a band called the Coreys? They're the Coors. They're just the Coors.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
That's not a thing?
Not a thing, yeah.
It's Coors beer, not Corey beer.
The most popular Corey is a 15-year-old kid named Corey Fogelmanis, who's on the Girl Meets World TV show. I guess if we were 12-year-old girls, we would know more about Corey Fogelmanis. The second most popular Corey, a guy we had on the show a couple different times, an Iowa native.
Right, Corey Taylor.
Corey Taylor, yeah. Then you got your Corey Feldman, your Corey Haim, other famous Coreys. Corey Hart, of course.
Gotcha.
Wears his sunglasses at night.
Mm-hmm. No surrender. Mm-hmm. Or never surrender.
And Corey Harrison from Pawn Stars.
Which one's Corey?
The fat kid, not Chumley.
The bigger guy.
Just the kid who's his dad, Rick, owns the shop.
Right.
Corey is the bigger kid that isn't Chumley, the fatso.
The muscle.
That's right. The muscle.
Have a good party tonight.
Happy New Year, everyone. And Happy New Year to you in jail.
For those that do.
Yeah, don't
do that.
Be careful the walking out there. Again, we gave you some pretty sobering statistics. Keep all that stuff in mind as you celebrate tonight, will you? And, yeah, right on. Until we get a chance to do it for you again on...
Friday,
January 2nd. Happy New Year and hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities, rep the spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And you're drinking, what's he drinking?
Champagne
cocktails.
Hasta la vista, suckers. Ha 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 ha.